Welcome to Beyond the Bedroom. I am your host, Natalie, and I'm so thrilled to be bringing you this episode of my little podcast. Now, before we start, and as always, remember that this is not an alternative for professional therapy. So if you or someone that you love needs help, contact me for expert guidance or reach out to another therapist in your local area. Over the next 8 episodes, we'll unpack the challenges, shifts, and emerging trends in love, intimacy, relationships, faith, culture, and absolutely everything in between. So let's get right into it. Welcome back to Beyond the Bedroom. You're joining Natalie in season 1 of Rethinking Modern Love. This is episode 3, Love in the Age of Burnout, Why Relationships Feel Harder Than Ever. Today, I'm talking about a phenomenon that affects modern relationships in a big way, and that's burnout. With work stress, financial pressures, social media influence, and the current economic and global political climate, is it any wonder that relationships feel harder now than ever, causing emotional exhaustion to be at an all-time high? I want to explore how burnout impacts love, intimacy, and dating, and how we can build stronger connections despite modern pressures. A recent study in the UK showed that 79% of couples report that stress is a major relationship strain. With modern stresses having an impact on love, work and financial pressures are also to blame. The rising cost of living and longer working hours leave very little time and energy for relationships. Couples are feeling stressed, emotionally drained, and disconnected from themselves, let alone each other. Couples working over 50 hours a week are 60% more likely to report relationship dissatisfaction than those who work less hours. That's the results of an ONS study in 2022. And digital overload and social media comparison create a pressure to curate an online perfect relationship status, leading to unrealistic expectations. Studies show that excessive screen time significantly reduces quality time between partners. 41% of couples admit social media causes friction in their relationship from time to time. I know that in my relationships, access to my phone, especially in my personal downtime, increases dramatically. Even when I'm with my partner or my loved ones, at the dinner table or right before I fall asleep. If I'm honest, I need to make a concerted and conscious effort to put my phone away sometimes, just so that I can encourage and focus on dedicated quiet time. If we're honest, this pattern seems all too familiar in our everyday life. Excessive phone use correlates to lower relationship satisfaction, particularly in younger couples. And mental health, emotional exhaustion, anxiety, and depression are on a rise, making emotional connection and intimacy even more difficult. When one or both partners are emotionally depleted, conflicts naturally arise more easily. What about dating fatigue and commitment fears? With so many options, we're still struggling to connect, probably more so than ever. This paradox of choice with too many dating options leads to commitment anxiety. Dating app burnout is increasing, with 78% of UK dating app users reporting feeling anxious and drained emotionally from swiping. The rise in situationships or relationships without clear definitions or commitment is linked to people fearing that they'll make the wrong choices, even though they seem and feel like they're making the wrong choice over and over again. Ghosting, flaky behavior, and emotional unavailability are on the rise, especially among people choosing to date online. 50% of UK singles report that they have been ghosted at least once. This ease of disappearing in the digital age leads to a lack of accountability in dating. Since episode 1, there seems to be a theme emerging around digital dating, social media, and connectivity. And there's a psychological impact too. According to Leary et al., ghosting triggers feelings of rejection similar to physical pain. How inclined would you be to cause someone physical pain on a first date? If you knew this was the impact of ghosting, would you do it? Emotional exhaustion from modern life is leading to an increase in avoidant attachment behavior at a time when social awareness of attachment theory is growing exponentially. More and more people pull away from relationships to protect themselves from stress. But it is my firm belief that it isn't the idea of relationships themselves, but the way that we conduct them that is the challenge and deterrent to having committed relationships. People are emotionally unavailable due to exhaustion, work stress, mental health struggles, and the severity of social detachment from online dating. Are we just too busy for love? I think that people are starting to feel like they just don't have time for serious relationships. I know that it's something that I've heard in my practice. Work-life balances are affecting intimacy and long-term commitment. The UK has some of the longest working hours in Europe. The average Brit works 42.5 hours a week, leaving little time for relationships. 66% of young professionals in London say work obligations negatively impact their dating life. And research from Harvard Business Review suggests that people in high-stress jobs are more likely to deprioritize relationships, leading to intimacy breakdowns. Is work killing our ability, desire, and need to form and foster relationships? I know that this episode seems to be so high and heavy on statistics and data, but I think it's really important for us to bring to our collective consciousness these key and core issues in our relationships and our lives in general. So how can we make relationships work amidst this epidemic of burnout? Could setting healthy boundaries be one source? I think that reducing work stress and protecting personal time is surely one option to consider. Studies show that couples who actively set technology boundaries or digital detoxes report 30% higher relationship satisfaction. Prioritizing intentional time of digital detox allows couples to reconnect emotionally and physically. Creating structured relationship check-ins can reduce conflict by 60%, according to the Gottman Institute. I know that scheduling intimacy doesn't sound sexy, but there is something exciting about knowing and expecting that there might be an opportunity for you to connect or reconnect with your partner from time to time. I think it's also important for us to recognize emotional exhaustion and support each other more. Learning to communicate needs and being patient with yourself and your partner, especially around stress levels, plays an important part. A study by Mind UK found that over 70% of people in long-term relationships experience emotional exhaustion due to external stresses. This is before we take into consideration the internal pressures of relationships themselves. Couples who engage in emotional validation conversations, where they acknowledge each other's stresses without trying to fix them, report higher intimacy and resilience. And this concept of resilience is one of the key building blocks that I encourage my clients to build for themselves and in their relationships every day in my practice. Therapy and guided relationship coaching can provide frameworks and tools for managing stress together rather than allowing them to create distance. We know that more couples are starting to seek out professionals like me to help them work through these challenges. But I think knowing when to seek therapy or professional guidance is as crucial as doing the work itself. We need to learn to prioritize connection despite our busy lives. Simple daily rituals to stay emotionally connected have been shown to strengthen emotional connection by more than 50%. Research from the University of Exeter suggests that couples who engage in micro moments of connection throughout the day, hugs, kisses, small gestures like notes or texts, maintain stronger bonds over the longer period of time. There is clearly an importance of intimacy that stretches far beyond physical touch or attraction. Deep conversations, shared value, and experiencing true presence are part and parcel of building and maintaining intimacy beyond touch. Building intimacy and strengthened connection requires an emphasis on emotional connection over routine. Small daily affirmations and appreciation for your partner can foster powerful moments that accrue over the longer term to form a legacy of connection, an emotional love bank, if you will. I often encourage my clients to end our sessions by pausing to share appreciations with each other And sometimes hugging before they leave becomes part of their closing rituals. Affectionate touch, holding hands, hugging, kissing, increases oxytocin, which strengthens feelings of closeness and attachment. Engaging in shared novel experiences, trying something new together, for example, triggers dopamine release, which increases feelings of excitement and attraction. Last Christmas, on my social media, I released 12 ways in 12 days of Christmas. A little cheesy, I know. But in that time, I encouraged my listeners to experiment with various aspects of intimacy building, including creating new couples' rituals. Engaging in shared experiences like this keep the relationship dynamic healthy, strong, and varied. The other aspect I want to consider is self-care as a relational tool. Partners who maintain strong individual well-being tend to have more fulfilling relationships, according to the University of Cambridge study in 2023. Other studies show that self-compassionate people are more likely to be empathetic and understanding toward their partners. I think this makes sense. If we know and appreciate ourselves and feel that we can extend that same effort of love, attention, affection, and care for others, we're more likely to be people that people want to be around and partners that partners want to treasure. Encouraging each other's self-care routines, our hobbies, therapy, alone time, social bonding outside of our relationship dynamic actually improves long-term relationship satisfaction. Ensuring personal well-being also leads to healthier relationships. I think it's important that we understand that self-love and balance also contribute to long-term relationship happiness, not just for ourselves, but for our partners. In closing, I want to leave you with some thoughts. Burnout is a real challenge, but love and intimacy can survive modern pressure with effort and intentional awareness. The key is to set healthy boundaries, supporting each other and prioritizing meaningful connection. Are we expecting too much from our relationships, or are we just too exhausted to invest in them? Let me know what you think. Share your thoughts on social media or send me an email. And be sure to join me for my next episode where I look at the commitment question. Are long-term relationships overrated? We'll explore why commitment feels different in the modern era. Are we meant to be with one person forever? Or should we start rethinking long-term relationships? Will you join me next time? If you like what you've heard so far, please subscribe, rate, and review Beyond the Bedroom. And if you enjoyed today's episode, please share it with a friend so that I can continue to bring these important conversations to life. Why don't you follow me on social media? My handle is at LTAS Therapy. That's at LTAS Therapy. For those in the know, that's Let's Talk About Sex. And subscribe for behind-the-scenes thoughts and discussions on my B-side. I'll catch you next time as we continue rethinking modern love. But until then, let's talk about it.